Six squad cars came screaming to the rescue. Hauled old Billy Dalton off to jail. Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no drunks like Billy Dalton scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Homely Honeycutt was nothing but a hippie. Walking through this world without a care. Then one day six strapping brave policemen held down Homer Lee and cut his hair. Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no hairy-headed hippies scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Oh, so thank your lucky stars you've got protection. Walk the line and never mind the cost. No wonder who them lawmen was protecting when they nailed the Savior to the cross. Cause the law is for protection of the people. Rules are rules and any fool can see. We don't need no riddle-speaking prophets scaring decent folks like you and me. No siree. Casey joins the hollow sound of silent people walking down the stairway to the subway in the shadows down below. Following their footsteps through the neon darkened corridors of silent desperation, never speaking to a soul. The poison air he's breathing has the dirty smell of dying, cause it's never seen the sunshine and it's never felt the rain. He minds the arrows and ignores the fatal echoes of the clicking of the turnstiles and the rattle of his chains. Oh, she said, Casey, it's been so long since I've seen you. Here, she said, just a kiss to make a body smile. See, she said, I've put on new stockings just to please you. Lord, she said, Casey, can you only stay a while? He leaves the underground and stops inside the Golden Crown for something wet to wipe away the chill that's on his bones. Seeing his reflection in the lives of all the lonely men who reach for anything they can to keep from going home. The corner case, he drinks his pint of bitter, never glancing in the mirror at the people passing by. Then he stumbles as he's leaving, and he wonders if the reason is the beer that's in his belly or the tear that's in his eye.
Oh, she said, I suppose you seldom think about me. Now, she said, now that you've a family of your own. Still, she said, it's so blessed good to feel your body. Lord, she said, Casey, it's a shame to be alone. From just the other side of nowhere to this big time lonesome town. They got a lot of ice and snow here, half as cold as all the people I've found. Every way I've tried to go here seemed to bring me down. Seen about enough to know where I belong. I've got a mind to see the headlights shining on that old white line between my heart and home. Sick of spending Sundays wishing they was Mondays, sitting in a park alone. So give my best to anyone who's left who ever done me any loving way but wrong. Tell them that the pride of just the other side of nowhere's going home. Taking nothing back to show there for these dudes I've paid, but the soul I almost sold here and the body I've been given away. Fading from the neon nighttime glow here, heading for the light of day, just the other side of nowhere going home. I've got a mind to see the headlights shining on that old white line between my heart and home. Sick of spending Sundays wishing they was Mondays, sitting in a park alone. So give my best to anyone who's left to ever done me any loving way but wrong. Tell them that the pride of just the other side of nowhere's going home. Taking nothing back to show there for these dues I've paid, but the soul I almost sold here and the body I've been given away. Fading from the neon nighttime glow here, heading for the latter day, just the other side of nowhere going home. Just the other side of nowhere going home. On the hill where the smoke is hanging still, like an echo of an age long forgotten. There's a story of a home crushed beneath those blackened stones, and the roof that fell before the beams were rotten.
Cecil Darby loved his wife, and he labored all his life to provide her with material possessions. And he built for her a home of the finest wood and stone, and the building soon became his sole obsession. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground, though they shared a common bed, there was precious little said in the moments that were set aside for sleeping. For his busy dreams were filled with the rooms he'd yet to build, and he never heard young Ellen Darby weeping. Then one night he heard a sound as he laid his pencil down, and he traced it to her door and turned the handle. And the pale light of the moon through the window of the room split the shadows where two bodies lay entangled. Oh, it took 300 days for the timbers to be raised, and the silhouette was seen for miles around. And the gables reached as high as the eagles in the sky, but it only took one night to bring it down. When Darby's castle tumbled to the ground,
about 10 minutes left.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever.
there'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time, for the good times. Duvalier was a bitter man who cursed the morning sun that brought a new betrayal every day. He shunned the world of mortals and the sounds of human tongues, and blessed the night that chased their sight away. A disillusioned dreamer who would never love again, who tried a bit and found that it was rotten, preferring perfect strangers to the company of friends, for strangers are so easily forgotten. Oh, it's hard to keep believing when you know you've been deceived, to face a lie and then try again. But there's nothing like a woman with a spell of make-believe to make a new believer of a man. Duvalier took the fickle turns of fortune in its stride, expecting next to nothing out of life, till fortune found a girl who fanned the flame he thought it died, whose burning beauty cut him like a knife. She touched him through the senses that his mind could not control, then smiling stepped aside and watched him fall. Betrayed by his own body and the hunger in his soul, Duvalier was a dreamer after all. Oh, it's hard to keep believing when you know you've been deceived, to face a lie and then try again. But there's nothing like a woman in the spell of make-believe to make a new believer of a man. Woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoke my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalks, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body.
And this will take us out for today. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yes, do that.
This is WTND LP Macomb.
Also, don't forget we have a replay tonight at 6.
On the sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down. Park, I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning,
he wrote this song for Johnny Cash.
Wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down.